continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded.
Election Day, November 4th. Got about 10 days, Lee?
That's right, Dave.
And we're about to get our October surprise. And here's my prediction. Officer Wilson will be not indicted, exonerated. Blacks will demonstrate, riot, and get out the vote all over the country. Facts do not matter. And I hate to say that because it's not all blacks, but it doesn't matter. It is what the emotions tell you. He's a white cop, killed an unarmed black teenager. Other than that, there's no reason to do that, right?
Right.
Of course, the evidence shows that Michael Brown was in the car with Officer Wilson, going after his gun. Brown managed to fire two shots, one of which hit Michael Brown in the hand. The other one hit nothing, I guess. And there was blood inside the car. Michael Brown's blood was on the gun, was on the car, and I believe it was on Officer Wilson's uniform. Clear evidence that Michael Brown was trying to kill Officer Wilson. Now, after he was shot, he ran away. But there's 6 to 8 witnesses from the hood that saw Michael Brown turn and run towards the cop as he was yelling for him to stop. And Michael Brown was stopped about 20 feet away from Officer Wilson, running at him, probably full force. So, but you know what? It doesn't matter. And there's a pattern of this, and it's hard to explain. I've got friends who are McDonald's owner operators, happen to be black, and I remember talking to a bunch of them about O.J., O.J. Simpson, remember that case?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first year. Oh, no. You don't understand, Weinbaum, what it's like to be black. You don't understand how the police, you know, will do things against you and stop you for being black and all that stuff. I says, yeah, but, you know, it doesn't seem to me like the police, it's not just the police. You've got forensic evidence. You have footprints. You have all sorts of other stuff. He says, no, Weinbaum, you don't understand. O.J. is innocent. You know? About a year later, maybe a year and a half later, they figure it out. And I asked him, well, what do you think now? Well, maybe. You know? But O.J. Simpson is on the cover of the National Enquirer this week saying, yeah, I did it, so what? I mean, that's, you know, but every black person there that I knew of was saying how innocent he was and how he was framed. And my reasoning why he wasn't framed was there were so many other people involved that they couldn't possibly all be in on the conspiracy because they weren't smart enough to do that. But then you've got the OG, there's other examples. You've got Tawana Brawley, accused of being raped by some white policemen in upper state New York, black gal. This was promoted by Al Sharpton, proven false. You got the black stripper, allegedly raped by the Duke lacrosse team, proven false. I think Sharpton was with that one, too. Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, just recently. Indicted, charged, put on trial. George Zimmerman, not the sharpest. He's not the sharpest blade in the BIC. Let's put it that way. And he was exonerated. He was not guilty by a jury of his peers. That was another Al Sharpton deal. Obama himself and his record. Why do blacks and even a lot of Jews keep following this guy? I mean, I'm serious. I'm taking on my own too. Why? Why? I asked my relatives about this. Some of them are pretty smart, but when it comes to him, they're completely goofy. I don't get it myself. Maybe somebody can explain it to me. Call me at 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So I want to welcome everybody to the new Dave Weinbaum show, where we are streaming live all over the world.
24/7 worldwide.
That's right. Well, we're not going to be on 24/7, but wherever you're at in the world right now, if it's 3 in the morning, and where would it be 3 in the morning? In China? Could be.
I'm not totally sure how that works.
You can call me, because Lee will translate at 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone. I do know that it's 10 after, or I should say 12 after 7 in L.A.
All right. Well, we got a guy calls me. Are you sure? Isn't it 3 hours?
2 hours.
2 hours. Okay. Well, a guy, Osama calls me from there, and we had calls from New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey's up.
Where can you call from today, ladies and gentlemen? Come on. We want some New Yorkers. You know, you got a new Ebola case there. Oh, my goodness. So, anyhow, yep, Ebola. We got, by the way, I have a column now in the Jewish World Review and on DaveWeinbaum.com, a new column. And I call it Barack Obama and the Redistribution of Death. And there's several, I mean, it's just, this is what the ideology of liberalism does. It overlooks everything logical, just to be fair. Now we have to share in the death of West Africans.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the United States, they've been too uppity, too, you know, big shoddy, too, you know, you exceptional now. Come on, you're just like everyone else. You caused all this problem, according to Louis Farrakhan. Whites caused Ebola. So we got payback coming here.
Yep.
That's payback.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of stopping the flights from West Africa, like any 11-year-old could imagine doing, we're letting in about 150 West Africans a day. And what happened in New York? We got a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be a smart guy, right? Comes back, feeling fine, and running around New York, goes on a couple of subway trains, and ends up bowling a couple of rounds. Who knows how many people were on that? And then a guy comes down with the symptoms. Well, they had his apartment closed off, and they quarantined him and his fiance. And the cops were in hazmat suits, you know, all these big protective suits. What happens? They go down to the trash can in the street, a public trash can. They take off the hazmat suits and throw it in the trash can. Now, anybody could go through that trash can, and there's a lot of homeless people that go through trash cans. We all know that. And, you know, and they can handle that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
And then they
could pass it on to who, you know. I know it's not supposed to be that easy to spread and all that stuff, but just nuts. Why wasn't this guy examined and maybe... I mean, anybody coming out of there probably ought to have 21 days at least in isolation. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Because you're the first caller, Lee will be over to explain Ebola protocol to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, you're on.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the radio.
Yes, right. Yeah, try this one. Hi there. Welcome. Hi there. Welcome.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello. This is Dave Weinbaum. You're on the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. You're on the radio.
Try the first one again.
All right. Let's try it again here. Here we go.
All right. Hi there. You're on. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kevin from St. James.
Did you just call and hang up or what?
No.
That wasn't you. Okay, so we had two other callers.
Well, not me.
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on the Ebola deal.
Yes.
With the Mr. Duncan that come over from Liberia about a month and a half ago.
Yes.
That ended up passing away about 2 weeks ago. Now, when he come over here, he was around all of his family members and everything and all them other people down there. All right?
Yep.
First signs that he has of a fever, he takes himself, puts himself in the hospital. They quarantine all the rest of his family members and everybody that was around him, 50-some people.
That's not quite accurate, Kevin. What happened was he went to the hospital with symptoms, and they sent him home.
Hang on a second. I'm not talking about the hospital. His family members that were around him for the 5 days while he's... Hang on, no, stop here. You're putting the paranoid out there. I want to put the reality out there.
Okay.
Okay, he was around them people for 7-8 days. When he got the first signs of fever, he went to the hospital. That's the second time he had been to the hospitals when he had the fever. So now they quarantine all these people that have been around him all them days, personal close contact with him. When he got the fever, they were quarantined away from him, not allowed around him. They went the whole 21 days, and they did not, none of them, not a single one of them people contracted Ebola from him. So... the stereotype and the hype is being put out there, and the fear that everybody is putting out there is a bunch of BS. Now, if somebody is sweating,
a bunch of BS. How do you know that? How do you know that?
It's been proven.
Really?
Every single person down there in Dallas that had contact with him before he got feverish did not contract Ebola. Have not contracted Ebola.
Not a
single one of them. A single one of them.
God, you know what, Kevin? In this case, I hope you're right, but we don't know.
It's not a hope, it's a simple fact. Every single one of them people that come in contact with him that went into the 21-day quarantine period, not a single one of them contracted Ebola. The one was his fiance who was having major contact with him. Okay, she was probably hugging and kissing on him the whole time until he went to the hospital with the fever. After that, they stopped having contact with him, and not a single one of them got it.
Well, let's hope and pray that lasts. I'm not so sure they know it's exactly 21 days either. Are you? Are you that confident in these guys? First of all, our president said it would never get over here. Never get over here. And when it did, we'd be prepared. We're not prepared. We got nurses getting it. We got doctors coming in from West Africa. Now it's in New York. So we don't really know, do we? I hope you're right. I hope it's a minor thing.
It's not a minor thing. It's a major thing. But what it is, it's not as contagious as you all are freaking out and putting it out there as it is to be.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
These people are
Can I speak now? Thank you. It is the Dave Weinbaum Show. I have to remind myself of that sometimes. In West Africa, the way they fought this thing was they blockaded each other. They blockaded each other from what? Other African countries. Nigeria is now Ebola free. Senegal is on the cusp of being Ebola free. So it can work, Kevin, and it's the best thing for the United States of America. We're not out here trying. We need to save American lives right now, and the best way they found to do it in Africa, why not copy them? Okay. You can answer.
You'll be educated about it and not a fear-mongering about it is what needs to be done. There's so much fear and BS put out there about it that everybody just, oh, my God, if I'm within 10 feet of somebody that's got Ebola, I'm going to get it. You're not going to get it if you do not touch the person, if you do not come in contact with their feces. It's a proven fact.
Thank you, Doctor.
That's not pushed out there. All it is the fear that keeps being pushed out there, and that's where the ignorance comes into play with the American people.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kevin. I just hope to God you're right. And thank you for your call. This has been the Kevin section of the Dave Weinbaum Show, who, by the way, is the Obama spokesman for the Midwest.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And always a pleasure to have Kevin. And if you want to call the show and respond to Kevin, 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
And if you're in Antigua, you can call me and we'll get through. Hopefully, if the phones are working. Is this a phone problem or what?
Well, yesterday the phones worked beautifully. today. Thanks. I don't understand why we have.
Boy, last week it was great.
Yes.
All right. It was,
but I have to kind of just turn dials, so we'll work it out.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to take this opportune time to take our first, as Rush calls it, obscene profit break. And I love my callers, but you know what? I got another caller, so I'm going to wait. I'm a caller-driven program. Hi there. Hi there, welcome to the, I'm a sucker for callers. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name, where are you calling from?
Joan from Salem.
Joan?
Joan, yes.
Joan Flatt?
Yes, sir.
Who has been ridiculing me because I'm an old person? Joan Flatt?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to know how he can be so amazingly positive about the unproven. Where did his medical degree come from?
Yeah, it's the School of Hard Knocks.
Dr. Kane.
Yeah, Dr. Kane, Hurricane. Yeah, there
and
is.
And Kane killed Abel.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, no, I know. I hope he's right. I mean, but, you know, how can you not be scared about this stuff? I mean, how can you not be worried about your next of kin, your neighbors, your friends?
Regardless of what your ideology is on the subject, you know, I mean, you need to be positively careful. And I don't think that's fear-mongering to, use every ounce of caution you can. Because we still don't know what Ebola is all about.
You're right. We don't really. And obviously our president, who thought, you know, he knows more about Ebola than not. Here, listen to what he said about the Ebola thing. I got a bit right here. You got it?
Right. I shook hands with, hugged, and kissed, not the doctors, but a couple of the nurses at Emory.
Yeah, that's an Ebola hospital. These nurses and doctors, they were like exposed to Ebola. Now, in my mind, I'm wondering, the Democrats have all said Obama is toxic. So, after kissing the nurses in an Ebola hospital, who do you quarantine? Do you quarantine the nurses or Obama? I'd quarantine Obama. Maybe for the next 3 years. How's that?
That's only dreaming.
I know. Well, I can have my fun, can't I? All right. Thank you, Joan Flatt from Salem, my friend Joan Flatt. And we have another caller, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm going to say, that it's really that hard to catch. He needs to go over to West Africa where our soldiers are being shipped over and just prove that it's hard to catch. And I would even pay for his ticket to go. As a matter of fact, I pay for Obama's ticket also. I'd like to send them both over there and they can prove how hard it is to catch.
Quarantine them in Africa. Well, there we go. Now, punishing. I think it's a punishment for us. I really believe that he wants us to suffer as much as, third world countries suffer. So, I don't know. Could be wrong. Anyways, thanks for the call. We're going to take that obscene profit break right now. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Would you do business with this?
Hey there. Yeah, you need your driveway done? Yeah, check this out. I saw that you had a lot of cracks in there. Here's an estimate for you. There's nobody that's gonna beat this price. I guarantee you. You don't need another estimate. Trust me, lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Give Melrose Asphalt a call. Melrose Asphalt will give you an estimate in writing at a price you can trust. Keep local and leave the yahoos to someone else. Call Melrose Asphalt at 364-9101. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical offers a full line of sports accessories and supplies like ankle braces, ankle supports, knee braces and knee supports, elbow supports, hot and cold compress, instant ice packs, and a whole lot more. Kick it on over to Hillcrest Pharmacy and pick up all your sports needs for this season. And let's go Bulldogs. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, 364-3258. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, where you'll always score on your sports needs.
It's the 17th annual Customer Appreciation Days at Key Sports Shop, Friday and Saturday, October 24th and the 25th. Come in and draw your discount savings, 25 to 60% off in the store. Some exclusions apply. Save on name brands like Adidas, Reebok, Puma, Under Armour, and more. Don't miss Key Sports Shop's Customer Appreciation Days, October 24th and the 25th, 9 to 5:30 on Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday, 1300 South Bishop and Rolla.
Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born, Econom Nom Nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's Econom Nom Nomical. Nom, 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 nom. Prices and participation may vary.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla.
We all know how stressful being a homeowner can be, especially when it comes to fixing things like heating and air around the house. Who do you call? Who do you trust? Who's the most cost-effective? The answer is easy. Hartley's Climate Control. And with the cold weather settling in, they are here to help. Save up to $615 until November 24th on a new Regency fireplace or stove. Or through December 15th, receive up to a $1,000 rebate on qualifying American Standard systems. Only with Hartley's Climate Control. Why settle for the forecast when you can control it?
Come see the professionals at Brown Vet Clinic of Rolla, where they promise to place your pet's health and wellness above all considerations. They communicate openly with you about the individual preventative needs of your pet and help protect them from common infectious and contagious diseases while using the best available methods, no matter how big or small the animal. The staff is there to help you 24/7 and will get you an appointment as quickly as possible. Give Brown Vet Clinic a call today for all your animal needs, 364-1919.
The bottom line is, though, these are all folks who vote with me. They have supported my agenda in Congress. I tell them, I said, you know what? You do what you need to win.
Every one of these incumbent Democrats who are now pretending they don't support Obama supported him over 90, 95%. They supported Obamacare. They supported amnesty. They supported this massive deficit spending and this debt. And all this is coming home now, and it is a disaster. The country's gone to hell under this president, under the Democrat Party. Everybody knows it.
Yeah, and here's the problem. Now, that was Barack Obama telling all this stuff about, well, yeah, they all supported me. They all supported my policies. But, you know, they got to do what they got to do to get elected, which means they got to lie their rear ends off. They got to lie their tuchuses off, okay? And Levin is calling them on it. Now, here's the problem we have as people that probably many of us will vote against the Democrats. The problem is we got to get out the vote. We have to vote. We cannot sit on our hands because the Democrats are out there they call them useful idiots. People who don't know or, you know, low information voters. People they can go out and grab and get them to the voting booths and tell them how to vote. You know, give them a couple bucks here or there, whatever. Or in the case of Colorado, where they're actively out there looking for ballots in the garbage where they can take them and that were meant for other people, absentee ballots or whatever, early voting ballots, and they're getting these things and they're voting Democrat. They're stealing votes actively in Colorado. Michelle Malkin, fellow writer for the Jewish World Review, has made a movie about this. And multiply that by all the, you know, 57 states that Barack Obama says there are, and we've got massive voter fraud, and the elections don't The last time, I believe it was the 04 election of George W. Bush, the midterm there, out of, you know, maybe 70 million votes throughout the country, they were decided by less than 30,000 votes. The Senate actually went over on a 2,300 vote margin. That's how thin the margins is. That's why every vote counts. All right. I want to talk a little bit about the website. It's DaveWeinbaum.com, W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M. And that's thank you to Dolores out there in Rolla. I'm on, as well as my new column, Barack Obama and the Redistribution of Death, is also on the Jewish World Review online. And today I'm published with Pulitzer Prize winners Paul Greenberg, Charles Krauthammer, and others like Mike Reagan, John Stossel, David Limbaugh, Michelle Malkin, Jonah Goldberg, and Monish Sharon. And my column is there. So if you want to look at it and comment, please do. Please look at it on DaveWeinbaum.com. And if you want to call the show here, and we are all over the world, call 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
And I'm here with Lee Burley. Do you think the Ebola problem is, do you think you're right to be a little scared?
Well, sure.
I mean, do you think it's no big deal? I mean, just, you know, hard to catch. I don't know. Well, probably is hard to catch. I don't know if it is or isn't.
Well, I don't. You hear so many mixed reviews on what really, you know, if it's airborne, is it something that we get from, you know, fluid or bodily functions and things like that. I there's just too much misinformation that I think people need to be concerned.
Well, the main thing is we weren't ready, were we?
No.
Obama said it wouldn't come here. Wrong. Obama said if it did, we would be ready. Wrong, wrong, wrong. We're not ready. We got doctors getting. Doctor comes back from West Africa. You think he'd be quarantining himself, right? No. Smart guy, right? Doctor, supposed to be a doctor. He's out there on subways, and he's bowling a couple times. And come on. And this is okay with Kevin, right? This is fine. No problem. All righty. So anyways, we got a couple of things going on in terms of terrorism. You saw the big to-do over there in Canada, the Battle of Ottawa, they're calling it, a jihadi, clearly a jihadi, and you know, the Canadians don't have a lot of trouble. I mean, they generally don't have a lot of crime, and they don't have a Second Amendment right. Very few people, citizens have guns. Well, guess what? Somebody grabbed a rifle and went to the Soldier Memorial in Ottawa and shot a guard. I'm not even sure the guard had ammo in his rifle. And so what happened was, then he invaded Parliament, and you heard a lot of, and they were in full occupation. They were in session, and you heard a bunch of shots, and then later on, they showed a picture today of a guy walking out, you know, dressed in a like a 1700s costume, almost like a revolutionary soldier, and he's got a pistol hanging from his hand. Well, he was the sergeant at arms for the Parliament. He went, took his little pistol, and shot the terrorist dead, probably saving many, many, many lives, since not many people in that Parliament seem to have any guns. I bet you that's going to change. What do you think, Lee?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think if there's just too many. There's a lot of rare occurrences in Canada, but it could. You know.
Well, but that's a big one. That's right there at the seat of government. Mm-hmm. Right there at the seat of government. I think it's going to matter. And then this yesterday, they had a guy with a hatchet. Did you see this one?
Yeah, I saw that.
He runs up with a hatchet. Hey, it's not funny. I mean, you know, because he's one of the officers got a hatchet blow to the head, and he's in critical condition right now. The last I heard, another guy allegedly got his arm broken with the hatchet, and they shot the guy dead. Okay, yeah, this is beginning to become the ISIS strategy is to have these people who are. Oh, maybe, you know, I don't want to call them losers, but they have problems in their life and they're looking for something. and they find ISIS. It gives them something to be connected with, something to belong to.
Well, those schoolgirls from Colorado ended up in Germany.
That's right. And they from Denver. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Denver.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know. All right, call the show. It's 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Or you can text me at 573-578-2700 or Lieber at 201... Oh, wait a minute. 573-201-0889.
No, 8889.
8889?
No, 0.
Oh, 8889. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to have a caller as soon as Lee stops chomping on his M&Ms and looks at the phones.
Pretzel.
No, that's okay. I know it's hard to do two things at once.
Hello, you're on the program. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. No. No, that's my job.
I'm sorry.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Margaret from Salem. I'm going to change your subject in midstream. Is that okay?
That's okay, dear.
I have a friend that was listening to your show one day, got a number of the Ferguson Police Department to call for Shield of Hope for Sergeant Wilson. It's been quite a few months back, and anyway, they gave her an address to send money to help support him.
Uh-huh.
Ferguson policeman.
Okay.
And so anyway, it's been close to 3 months ago, and the check never came back. So she went ahead, and her friends had sent money, and that check had been cashed, but hers hadn't. So she shut the check off for her fear it was going to, somebody's going to, wrong person got a hold of it or whatever.
Well, probably, yeah. And, you know, Lee Burr has a charity that, you know, he'd like you to cover, you know. Is it Lee Burr Retirement Fund?
That's
is that right?
The Lee Burr Retirement.
Yeah.
Anyway, she just wondered if you had any response that it heard anybody. She called.
I don't.
Again and got a hold of, you want number, push number one for this.
I don't know, but let me ask you a question. What do you think is going to happen? As it appears to be, if Officer Wilson is exonerated.
Oh, I mean, this is an agenda. It's not just Ferguson, Missouri. It's an Obama agenda, in my personal opinion.
Get out the vote. This is the October surprise. And one of the reasons I'm saying that is it's not the conservative press who's writing about this. It's the New York Times and the Washington Post. Those are liberal publications.
Exactly.
And so if Obama or one of his sycophants wants to get a story that's going to be get out the vote, it's going to go into those newspapers.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you much, Margaret. Have a great weekend. And anytime you want to call, I don't care. You know, you want to sell garage stuff? We'll do that, too.
No, we can't do that. Not that one.
That's Lee's baby right there. Don't mess with Lee's baby.
There's certain times for certain shows.
Right.
And I don't like other shows getting into this one.
Right. Right. Don't let me get in the way of your dining.
Well, I didn't have anything.
Give me that long back scratcher, shoehorn there. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can reach the button myself. What do you think?
I've got it.
I'm just looking. I'm just kidding, you know.
All right.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dino from Anhut.
Hi, Dino. How are you?
Hey. Pretty good. How you doing?
Good.
I heard on Missouri Net the other day, I thought I heard, that the grand jury wasn't going to say anything until early November. So they may wait till after the election, I hope.
I know, and I'm, you know, that they said, they said January or February was what I heard, but now they're coming out with all these stories now. That are supposedly, I don't know how they've been leaked from the grand jury, but they've got all this stuff that corroborates Officer Wilson's legitimate shooting.
Right.
So
okay, hey,
why?
I'm gonna hang up and listen on the radio.
Oh well, thank you, thanks. Well, yeah, you can listen on the radio, or you could go to a computer. And get the live streaming on DaveWeinbaum.com. Okay? Now, my son yelled at me for not saying that on air, but then again, you pointed out that if, in fact, if they were listening on the show, why would it be necessary to go to DaveWeinbaum.com? So I put out the word on Facebook, and I put out the word on Twitter this morning, and hopefully we'll get some calls from, elsewhere in the country.
Now, you do have a contest also.
Oh, yes, and thanks for reminding me, because I got it written down right here. And you can register for this contest. It is Weinbaum Fest. You know, this is October. Well, there's Oktoberfest and there's Weinbaum Fest. We're going to have five winners. And I'm going to, the prize is a signed copy of my 2015 quote and joke calendar. These are all original Dave Weinbaum quotes and jokes, plus a $20 gift certificate for McDonald's. And we added on two tickets to next year's, to a next year's Cardinals game in a suite behind home plate. How cool is that? All right. And so, you go on the DaveWeinbaum.com site. And, it'll show you how to register, and you can register as many times as you like. There's gonna be five winners to that. One winner will get the two tickets to the Cardinals game. So, that's worth some money there.
When is the deadline?
Well, we're gonna announce a winner on the 31st of, the next show.
Very good.
We're gonna get, old Pig Vomit down here. And by the way, you know, when the phone started working, I ran down to office.
I know you did.
And I kissed Pig Vomit on his, on his forehead, not knowing whether he'd been to West Africa or not, you know. And yeah, that was a little lucky. But
he's been to West Rolla.
West Rolla. Well, that's yeah. I don't think they have it there yet. Hopefully not. Anyways, but
well, if there's a golf course.
But I was so happy with the phones, and now we're having trouble.
Well, it's just kind of a, you know, it's a little cloudy outside.
Cloudy. Okay. All right. You got to feed the mouse that's on the treadmill. That's the problem, I think. All right.
That's true.
Anyways, we got lots more. And we're going to be we're going to take a little break here. We've got let's see. Oh, we got Mooch on the campaign trail, and it's a disaster. Obama apparently was attacked by dogs on the White House lawn. I mean, this is something else, you know. Do you know the hoverboard has been invented now? The thing you saw in Back to the Future?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you got the underwear raid by Homeland Security. There's an interesting twist to that one, I bet. Anyways, we'll be right back. This is Dave Weinbaum on the Dave Weinbaum Show. News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM, KTTR.
Being a business owner can be tough, especially when trying to design the signage just right for your business. Missouri Neon can help. Family owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. They provide custom expert sign design, manufacturing, installation, and service for virtually everyone from large businesses to schools and churches. They specialize in full color digital signage and new LED lighting technology and can offer affordable sales and equipment leasing options. Stop stressing and let them take care of you. That's Missouri Neon, your signage experts. 1-800-788-1778.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-5011.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
At Fairground Auto Plaza, their slogan says, "We're driven to serve you best." But they're also driven to serve their community best as they participate in activities like the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, Chevy Youth Baseball, and the Wild Turkey Federation Annual Banquet, among others. Please join them now in the month of October in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month as they help raise funds and awareness for the American Cancer Society's Making Strides event. Check out their website at fairgroundgm.com on ways you can help. Find new roads to Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized international and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville. Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Why not put a travel ban in place until we've shored up the system?
We've already recommended that all non-essential travel to these countries be stopped for Americans. We've already put into place screening at the airport where people are leaving and screening at airports where people are arriving here. We're always looking at ways that we can better protect Americans.
But this is one, travel ban from West Africa until we are certain that our facilities here are up to the task and that our system has solved the flaws that you yourself admitted today exist.
Above all, do no harm. If we do things that are going to make it harder to stop the epidemic there, it's going to spread to other parts of
Africa. How is it going to make it harder to stop it over there?
Because you can't get people in and out.
Why can't we have charter flights?
In and out. You know, charter flights don't do the same thing commercial airliners do.
What do you mean? They fly in, they fly out.
I mean, can you fathom this logic this doctor was talking about? That's the Kevin Kane logic right there. And he's ahead of the CDC. I mean, it's just gibberish. Gibberish. And he's a hack, this guy. He's a doctor, but he's a hack. He's a political hack, just like the new guy they assigned, who's a lawyer and a fixer and a lobbyist and knows nothing about running medicine or anything else. He knows about fixing problems. He was the chief. He was like the one of the head guys for Al Gore when they tried to steal that election, and one of the head guys recently for Joe Biden, whose son, by the way, just got kicked out of the Navy for being high on coke. You know, they kept that one pretty silent. Of course, Major Newsgal comes out with a hit piece on Sarah Palin, who's supposed to be a TV anchor, not an opinion columnist like I am or O'Reilly is. And, why didn't they run something like that on Biden's kid, for goodness sake? Do you know Lee? Lee must know.
No, I don't know.
All right, if you want to call the show, it's 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Or you can text me at 573-578-2700 or Lee Burr, let's see if I get this right, 573-201-8889.
That's right.
I got it. How about that?
Very well done.
Not as dumb as I look.
Mm-hmm.
Don't answer that.
No, you're not. You're fantastic.
So I think
we have a video of Obama getting bit by the dog here.
Do you?
I thought we did.
Yeah, I got it on my website.
DW
quote. Yeah, I mean DaveWeinbaum.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what was going on, don't you? He what happened was.
I'm Jeff Morrow, and today I'm here to find.
Out there. Okay. Sorry about that.
It's okay. What happened is we thought it was a jumper coming out from the outside.
Yeah.
But actually, he jumped from the White House balcony. He's been under guard because all the Democrats that are running for senator and stuff like that, they have this secret cabal going on to keep him. He wanted to go out and talk about his policies. Mm-hmm. He wanted to campaign for those guys. So he tried to get out and run away from these dogs. He was kicking the dogs and everything, trying to get over the fence to get out of the White House. And apparently they got him. Secret Service caught him. You know, Secret Service couldn't catch their rear ends when they wake up in the morning, but they caught Barack Obama trying to get out of the White House so he could campaign for Democrat congressman. I think the Republicans should have possibly intervened and let the guy go, don't you?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So remember this. I'm calling the October surprise is Wilson's going to get exonerated. I don't know. I probably have a 50-50 chance, but if you never predict anything, it just seems logical to me. Doesn't it seem logical to you that this is a, how are they going to get out the black vote at this point? And they need the black vote in a lot of cases. How are they going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can only cheat so much.
Well, it would seem logical based on the autopsy reports and other things that we've heard that he will get exonerated.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not what people are going to.
They're not going to realize that. Some blacks do, but Hannity interviewed two seemingly sane preachers from the area, and both of them were in complete denial. Well, what if the facts show this? Well, we don't believe the facts. Mm. We don't believe that the sources are right, you know, and all that stuff. Well, I mean, it's the same thing as O.J., it's the same thing as Trayvon Martin. When the facts come out, you find a whole different story than what's going on, than what actually is going on, and they want to believe. They have so much invested in believing that black men cannot get ahead in this world that they won't believe anything else. So, see, black men, come on. I mean, I know plenty of black guys, and they are great businessmen, successful businessmen. Black gentleman was going to call the shows. We got stores not far from St. Louis, and 10 restaurants. The guy's doing great, and he's effective, and I'm going to get him on the show one of these days. He's a friend of mine, and I don't want to say his name because, who knows. But they got ahead. I know he got ahead. I know his story. The parents watched over the kid. The parents told the kid when he disobeyed them, when he goofed off. They cut him short. They kept him in line. Where was Michael? I'm sorry, and I know this is insensitive as hell, but where was Michael Brown's parents? Why didn't they tell him things like, you know, you might not like the cops, and you might not like the fact that there are no black businesses in this town, but you probably shouldn't go in and steal things and think it's yours, and then shove the clerk into a food display, and then come after him when he starts to come up to you. That's probably not a wise thing. And you know what? When you get close to a cop, and a cop tells you to do something like get out of the middle of the street, you probably should just go off to the sidewalk for goodness sake, okay? And if a cop opens the door and says, hey, I want to talk to you, or anything, you don't jump in the cop's car and beat the living hell out of him and try to steal his gun. I mean, this doesn't get through to anyone. Look, I was a kid. You were a kid, 17, 18 years old. I did a lot of dumb stuff. You did a lot of dumb stuff. Stuff that could have cost us a lot. Maybe, in my case, my life. And
I can't even comprehend doing something like that, where I would attack a police officer.
Well, exactly. What would your father have said? I mean, come on. Where's the common sense that tells kids, no matter what color they are, look, you can't be threatening a cop, you can't be striking a cop, you can't be running at a guy, anybody who's got a gun traced at you. I mean, that's just common sense. It's common sense. All right, if you want to opine, call 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Hey, before we do our other stuff, let me do Kent's Jewelry here. You know, Kent's Jewelry is... in fact, he was just in here, you know? I thought he was going to do his own spot for a minute, but he's a great guy, by the way. Told me my girlfriend had been in yesterday to get some work done on her jewelry. And... by the way, their phone number, 573-364-1030. They're on 907 North Pine. There's lots of stuff going on there. Pandora's giving away a free bracelet, and that's going to be today and tomorrow only And he's got a BOGO sale that's, for those of you not in the food business, that means buy one, get one sale on designer jewelry. And they got a fabulous collection of diamonds there, you know, diamond jewelry and all that stuff. Could be time to update your wedding set and put some fire back into that marriage, you know. You looking for something nice to do? Go, well, you know, maybe the crystal that you bought her back when you were first going together, maybe that ought to be replaced by a diamond. Kents can do that. And they got lots of diamonds right now. I think they struck it rich somewhere. Anyways, Kent's staff, they're outstanding. They do unique stuff. They'll do stuff to order, and they're gonna fit it right and fit it for you, your style and your budget. Like them on Facebook, all right? They're on Facebook, Kent Jewelry. Kent is the cure for the common gold. Okay, back to the Dave Weinbaum Show. We got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Remember, we're half an hour more. We're half an hour or more, soon to be possibly another half an hour more if we keep going like this. And we are all over the world. We are live streamed all over the world. Call 573-364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, well, you know, Mooch is on the campaign. We've got Mooch out there talking, campaigning for Democrats. She went out to Iowa and kept calling the candidate Bailey. And his real name is Braley. And so, she finally corrected it. She must have said it about 20 times or so. So then the White House comes out with the thing and says, we know Mooch made made a mistake calling him, Bailey instead of Braley. Please support him for the governorship of Iowa. Well, the only problem with that is he's not running for the governorship. He's running for senator. Against Ernst, and she's ahead in the polls. Let's put it that way. It's a positive-looking thing.
Now, they say it's Colorado. Fox Sports is Colorado. Is that right?
Huh?
Is it Iowa or Colorado? It says
Iowa.
Braley? Mix up Colorado no, Senate no. candidates. Is that no. just another one?
No, that's they mixed up, Udall.
Oh.
Mixed him up, calling him a native Coloradoan, which he's not, apparently. And it's a good thing I've got knowledge here, right?
I know this stuff.
Well, here it is. I'm listening to Hannity and Rush on Monday. And the same stuff I'm talking about last Friday morning is on their show on Monday. All right?
It's uncanny.
It is. I mean, it is. It's like I'm doing their show for them.
That's right.
Come on, guys. Yeah. I mean, Rush at least, both of them had time to talk about it on Friday. They're talking about facts that I had out on Friday morning. You know, 67% of the people in the United States want them to stop the flights from West Africa. 97% think the government isn't doing enough about Ebola. You know?
Well, now that you're worldwide, it's not a surprise that they're taking information off of your show.
Well, you know, it's happened before. I mean, I've had stuff taken off of my columns. I had Barack Obama steal a column for a speech he did before the foreign press, foreign correspondents. You know, I titled it "Leave It to Uyghurs," and that was one of the sentences that he used in his speech. "Leave It to Uyghurs," same concept. You know, changed very few things from my column. Did I ever get credit? No.
I'm not surprised.
No, it's fine. But I thought it was pretty interesting listening to it on the radio. Anyways, we got 30 seconds till this segment. I still got more. We got Obama, again, attacked by the dogs, trying to get out there and campaign. And, you know, he was stopped. Stopped by the Secret Service. We got the hoverboard. We've got Homeland Security. We've got all these green cards being okayed for the immigration deal. They're trying to steal all the elections from now on. We'll be back. Stay in touch.
We'll be right back. Don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away. Cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, call this understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Brack. Don't you come back no more. Back no more. Don't you come back no more. Brack, are you listening? Don't you come back no more. Back to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here with Lee Burr. And how you doing, Lee? We had a little...
Yeah, that was my fault. I put the wrong Ray Charles in. I've got to get the other one out of there altogether.
Oh, please. Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah. That's a terrible rendition.
Not a good rendition.
No, but the last one, that was crystal clear. Except that one word they kept saying, hit the road, Jack, was supposedly... hit the road, Barack.
Barack.
Come on. Mm-hmm. What's the deal? And we can make Barack hit the road, well, at least virtually, by getting a Republican Senate... And adding on to the House, at least we can get bills voted in by the Senate that were voted in by the House. There's 360 of them sitting on Harry Reid's desk. You know, get a load off of his desk. I mean, get him out of Washington, get a load out of Washington, get a load out of our country. You know, what a farce. What a farce the Senate is. You can't do anything. What can you do? You're supposed to be able to vote on stuff, right? I mean, passed in the House. Well, okay, next step is... They voted on it, debated in the Senate, and either it goes up or down. If it goes up, it goes to the president for signature or veto. Well, he has killed the process. That ought to be illegal, by the way, in my opinion. Things need to be voted on. We need to know where our politicians stand. We need to know that we're represented. Senators have been stopped from representing their constituents. Senators, even Democratic ones, have been stopped from letting their constituents know where they stand on certain things. It's just the abrogation of democracy. There ought to be an amendment that these guys have to vote on stuff that's passed out of the House. I don't know anywhere else. Don't you think? I mean, come on. What are they there for?
No, I just can't fathom what's going on.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that they have got a little cushy with the job. They get the big salary, and they don't really care that much about it.
I don't think it's they. I think it's one person is stopping all this. Mm-hmm. Well, two, President Obama and Harry Reid. You know, I think you'll be voting on stuff. I don't know. Maybe Republicans did the same thing. I'm not sure. But either way, these things got to be voted on. It's the business of the country.
I don't think it's going to change much myself, no matter what happens on November 4th.
Well, I think it's the best time that change can take place because we see what liberalism does in its extreme. You know, we saw it with Carter. We saw it with Johnson, and you know, they'd elect a Republican for a couple stays, and they did much better, but they still did some things that were wrong that, you know, leaned toward progressivism. But they were nowhere near as bad as what we're seeing right now. Clinton was bad to a certain extent, yet he went along with welfare reform, you know. Say what you want to about him, but he went well. He the best thing he ever did for the black community was said, all right, we're going to wean you off of welfare. And I saw this stuff up close and personal Because I was giving speeches in St. Louis as the president of the co-op up there for McDonald's to Urban League and NAACP meetings and dinners. And I could see and hear stuff before welfare reform was passed and stuff after. People were getting jobs. They were opening businesses. They were excited. Before welfare reform, it was, we're not getting enough. We need more welfare. And that's what you got now. And it's a terrible crossing point in this country when half the country is getting entitlements, not having to work. I mean, some are legit that can't work, that want to get off, but a lot of them are told, no, this is what you're entitled to. And then they're telling the people that pay taxes, you're not paying enough taxes. I mean, that's got to end or the country's over. Because pretty soon, people are going to get wise and they're going to move out of this country, just like they're moving out of France. 2 million, mostly taxpayers, are moving out of France because they don't want to support the people on welfare that are on permanent welfare in France. Doesn't work. All right, you want to call the show, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
I got to thank the people that are on Twitter and on Facebook that are sending my stuff all over. First, I'll get to Lisa Strusser. I don't know if I said it right, but, you know, my hot girlfriend who's sending my stuff all over. And Candace Lanier, she's been absent for a long time. She had an illness, and she's back. And she got a new picture on Facebook. You want to go see her picture. I'll let you remark on what you think. What do you think, Lee? Yeah, see, I'm not allowed to say anything nice about any woman on here that has anything to do with looks. All I know is she was my friend when I was going through tough times, and she puts my stuff out there, and I put her stuff out there. So I'll go look at Candace Lanier. You got Billy. You got Billy. What's his name? God, his last name. Oh, my God. I forgot his last name.
Carter?
No. Jonathan Honig, Catherine Stanislavski from here in Rolla, Karen Lewis from Salem, and Joan, who you just heard on the phone, Joan Flatt from Salem, Mindy Brooks, Marge Horn, Claude Bichard, who is a Canadian writer who's got well over 500,000 followers on Twitter, and Lee's going to be jealous, the Barbie twins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so thank all those peeps for helping me out and sending this stuff all over the place. We got more stuff, lots more stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we got to do a commercial. And
well, from his balcony, when the dogs came over the fence, Barack Obama had this to say. I guess we have that. Well, not yet. Who throwing stuff in there?
What the hell was that?
Who throws stuff in there?
Take responsibility.
Oh, website.
Okay,
I
look at
to.
The phones. Look at the phones.
The phones are rattling. Okay, well, we'll hold off.
Okay. Give you time to fix it, huh? Mm. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave. It's Osama.
Osama from where?
From Los Angeles.
Yeah, guess who's back?
Yeah.
Osama?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Guess who's back?
I noticed.
Yeah, well, so our buddy Candace is back. And thank goodness. Boy, I thought she was seriously ill. And she was, but she's back.
Oh, you know, I'm glad she's back.
Me too.
Take care of also.
So tell me, what is it like having the name Osama in this day and age?
I'll tell you. Where I come from,
Oh, geez. Are we having phone problems again, for goodness sake? Okay, say that one more time, Osama. Where are you from?
Oh, where I was born, you mean?
Yeah, the name Osama.
Oh, it's a Muslim name.
You know what? I'm having bad connections again. Dang it. All right, well, listen. We'll try this again next week, okay, pal? I'm very sorry about the phones. Last week, when they were fixed, I went in and kissed pig vomit on his forehead, probably exposing myself to all who knows what. You know, at least a male pattern baldness, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And now we can't hear. He says, advertise the show that you're live streaming. I said, sure.
Yeah.
Fix the phones. So, Osama, call back next week. I'm very sorry about this, all right? Now, they were working sort of okay today.
Los Angeles call. Sometimes it kind of...
So what?
A little soupy.
What are you talking about?
Could be a little soupy.
This is 2014. It's not 1921 where you might have had that problem. You probably had better reception back then. Put the mouse back on the treadmill and let's get some phone energy here, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, try the show, 573-364-0800 or...
*KATTR on your AT&T cell phone. I think we have the Obama clip.
At least, okay.
$1 billion. The question is, who let the dogs out?
That was Barack.
Barack Obama.
Standing on his patio.
Who let the dogs out? Yeah, you can't do that to the president.
You can't do that to the president.
I mean, it's on my website, DaveWeinbaum.com. You know, go look. You see Barack Obama running across his lawn in his underwear. He snuck. I guess he was with Michelle, and he snuck out. Those dogs came at him. He kicked one of them dogs.
Well, she was in Iowa endorsing candidates that don't exist.
Okay, well, then more reason to get out and do your bit for the Democratic candidates
who, in my opinion.
Probably colluded with the Secret Service to let them dogs out. Because they grabbed him and threw him right back in the White House.
He's
quarantined now.
The dog was actually given a medal.
I think the dog needs to be quarantined myself. Mm-hmm. He might have some. He's kissing those Ebola nurses? Don't you think? Those poor dogs, they might catch it. No, that's no good. You know, they've killed dogs for that.
I know they have.
Oh my God. And you don't want to mess with Lee and dogs.
I don't want to hear that.
No, you know what? We got one last commercial. We still got lots of stuff left. Don't touch the dial.
Okay.
This is KTTR News Radio. That's KTTR News Radio. 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
We all know how stressful being a homeowner can be, especially when it comes to fixing things like heating and air around the house. Who do you call? Who do you trust? Who's the most cost-effective? The answer is easy. Hartley's Climate Control. And with the cold weather settling in, they are here to help. Save up to $615 until November 24th on a new Regency fireplace or stove. Or through December 15th, receive up to a $1,000 rebate on qualifying American Standard systems, only with Hartley's Climate Control. Why settle for the forecast when you can control it?
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Fall is truck season at Fairground Auto Plaza in Rolla, and they have extended Chevy truck mount savings throughout the month of October. Save big on the 2014 Truck of the Year, the Chevy Silverado. Right now, get GM supplier pricing plus rebates on Silverado LTs. That's up to $8,500 in savings. But hurry, these savings won't last long for truck month at Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla, or find them on the web at fairgroundgm.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical offers a full line of sports accessories and supplies like ankle braces, ankle supports, knee braces and knee supports, elbow supports, hot and cold compress, imps and ice packs, and a whole lot more. Kick it on over to Hillcrest Pharmacy and pick up all your sports needs for this season. And let's go Bulldogs. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, 364-3258. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, where you'll always score on your sports needs.
does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
When it comes to investing, making and keeping money isn't easy. It really boils down to this. Superior returns require superior knowledge, but knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where the folks at St. Louis-based Lindbergh Capital can help. They've spent considerable time and energy determining what works in investing, what doesn't, and why. If you'd like to harness the power of this knowledge, put it to work for you, contact Lindbergh Capital at 314-416-0055. That's 314-416-0055.
You know, I have people probably mad at me because they don't agree with certain stands that I take. That's fine. I don't expect you to agree with everything that I say. It's okay. But when you go to vote, don't vote for the perfect. Vote for the best available. And do not sit on your hands.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
4 million Republicans that voted for Palin in 2008 sat on their hands because they didn't feel Romney was conservative enough. Think now. Do you really believe that Mitt Romney would have been as bad or worse than Barack Obama has been? Really?
You know, it's November 4th is coming up real quick. And Democrats are out there. They're going to grab anybody they can find who, and they don't have to know anything about anything. That's who they're finding. They call them useful idiots. The Democrats call them useful idiots because they don't know what the hell they're voting for. They just drag them along. They probably don't even know who the vice president is. They might not even know who Obama is. But they drag them along and they get the Democratic vote. That wins elections. That means that when you sit home over some stupid principle that, well, Romney's not as good as we could have had Gingrich or some other schmo. It kills you and you get 4 more years of Obama or, in our case, 4 more years of a Democratic Senate who will not do a damn thing but carry water for President Obama. Okay, so get off your butts November 4th. Drag as many people as you can with you, okay? We've got a caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave. It's George from Chicago. How are you?
George from Chicago. Oh, George from Chicago. Okay. You're not calling from Chicago, are you?
No, no. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, that article on redistribution of death was excellent.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You couldn't have said it better. And the thing is if we don't get these Republicans in, or if we get the Republicans in and they don't do anything, we got to go to Plan B. And I think Plan B is an absolute massive march on Washington to get this killer out of the White House, because that's what he's doing by opening the borders and by allowing this Ebola to go through the country. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're wide open for it. There's no doubt about it. They've already let in this enterovirus that's killed 4 of our kids, according to CNN. Through the borders, and there's nobody guarding that border. If Ebola ever gets into Latin America or Mexico, and they don't have any facilities, or guess where they're coming?
Well, I think this is by intent, and I think that, besides killing the country, he's trying to do the people in as well. It's pretty obvious what his motives are.
Well, the motives are, and Rush talked about this yesterday, are to make this a permanent, progressive, democratic, it'll be elections, but it'll be all based on immigration, illegal immigrants coming in to vote, and they're going to vote Democrat.
Well, that's why we got to have a Plan B ready, because I'm telling you, if this thing doesn't work out, and if the Republicans do get in and don't rise up, I'm telling you, this is the last time I'm voting Republican.
Well, what good is that going to do? Okay.
What good is that going to do? Yeah. I don't know. I think it's time to march on.
What good is that going to do? Even what good did sitting at home not voting for Romney
because he might have been conservative-like, too. Do you really think that Romney would have done as much damage as Barack Obama did?
No, that's not my goal. Absolutely not.
Good.
That's not my point. My point is that the Republicans, through all of this, have been exceedingly quiet. They haven't challenged Obama on this business about shutting the borders down. They haven't challenged him on this Ebola.
I would agree with you.
The only couple of people that have been doing that is Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. The rest of them have been sitting on their asses.
I tend to agree with you on that. I think their deal is, it looks like we're going to win. We don't want to make any mistakes.
Well, listen, Dave, get ready to march on Washington.
Okay, buddy. We'll go arm in arm to Chicago, too. How's that?
Well, no, forget Chicago. That's a lost cause. Believe me. You don't want to waste your
time. Oh, wait. No. I didn't say march on Chicago. Did I say that? I said march on Washington, but we'll be known as the Chicago, too.
Yeah, that's true.
But you walk in front of me. You walk in front of me, okay?
No, I won't walk arm in arm.
Okay, thank you. That was George from Chicago. He's really from here, but he's from Chicago.
All right, I understand.
But he lives here. You see, do you understand it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we only got a couple minutes more. If you want to call the show, it's 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So I'm listening to the Hillcrest commercial, and I'm reminded I've got to get a refill on a prescription, so I called them. And then last night I'm at Matt's. Mm-hmm. I'm at Matt's and run into Scott Gar Trucking, and it's kind of cool. All right, we got two more callers here. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
As of about 15 minutes ago, I lost all respect for Lee Burr.
Wow, Lee Burr,
what happened to me?
Lee Burr, what happened? Did she hang up?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, what'd you do, Ben?
I don't know.
Mike! Lee's been misbehaving! Where's pig vomit?
I don't know.
All right, next caller,
I don't know. Okay.
Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Antonio from Annette.
Antonio. Or Tony. What can I do for you, Tony?
Well, I had a couple questions. You explained to me, like, voter fraud?
Yeah.
You believe in that?
Do I believe in voter fraud?
Yeah.
I believe it happened, sure.
Well, okay. I'm not kind of confused. So you believe in voter fraud.
Yeah.
But yet you're encouraging me to go out and vote? So it's not really going to matter because voter fraud? Explain it to me like I'm a sixth grader.
Okay, I'll do that.
Have a good day.
How about a third grader? I mean, okay, fine. You have some voter fraud. You've got also 1,000 Republican lawyers, an army of lawyers, who are battling voter fraud. Okay, let's say the fraud votes are at 100. Your vote is at 101. You're the one vote over the voter fraud vote. We win. Was that simple enough? I mean, come on. Okay, you fight back at this stuff. You find it out and you fight back. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry, I dialed the wrong number. Thank you.
It's okay.
You know, I think that woman lost respect for me because I said the November 4th vote's not going to matter. I think I said that.
Well, yeah, and you're wrong.
I am wrong.
God, you're wrong. Thank you.
Well,
Mikey, you have another call. Hurry up here because we got only a couple more minutes. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello. You're on the air. Hello. Hello. Speak up.
Right.
Yeah, lost him again. Huh?
Right.
All right, well, we got a couple more minutes.
But you do know that one reason why I have that attitude is because of the fact that we're going to have about 24% of the voting public in this community vote.
Okay,
at the most.
Let's get 26 out there, okay? 26%. I mean, come on.
Well, I'm just saying, a lot of apathy.
You can't give up. Don't you be apathetic. Don't make me jump over this table. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jim. I'm calling from Cuba. And I wanted to just chime in a little bit on this voter fraud.
Yes.
I wonder.
Quickly, we're almost over.
They have to show. Thank you.
Once again, the phones are not working. Is that his phone?
That's a cell phone issue.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sorry I couldn't understand a word you said, but
anyway, that was my point that I didn't think it was going to make any difference because so many people were not going to vote. But the lady took me to task. I think that's why she lost disrespect for me.
Yeah, if you guys got a criticism, Lee's a big boy, and mm-hmm. I'm a big boy, and we can take it. You know, come on.
Can't take it anymore.
We need the attention. We're ego people. You know, we're on radio for goodness sakes.
I can't take it anymore.
I told them, you know, we got these mailboxes here at the office here, right? You know about that, Lee?
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm looking at my thing, and it's empty the other day, and it kind of feels bad. So I told Lindsay up there at the desk.
She put stuff in it for you.
I says, yeah, put some stuff in it, and it was, have a great show. I'm not going to call you the a-hole that you want me to call you. And there was a little piece of chocolate there. I showed it to Pig Vomit. He was jealous.
He was impressed.
He was jealous.
Well, I'm going to have her put some of my stuff in yours.
Okay.
Just so you say, hey, I got this stuff.
Paycheck? Great.
Yeah. Well, that gets you to the back.
Hey, by the way,
restaurant and back.
By the way, we only got a short period of time. If you want to sponsor this show, and I know it's a fun show to sponsor, call 364-2525 and ask for Pig Vomit or me at 578-2700. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chester. I'm amazed that you guys are on at 10:31 already.
I know. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Hey, Lee's got some power. Where are you from, Chester?
Hello?
Yes, yes.
Where are you from?
North of Doolittle.
North of Doolittle.
You met at the Walmart, at the McDonald's a number of times.
Oh, cool. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Very good, yeah. Well,
don't quit.
I'm never quit. Never give up. Never let up. And you'll never let yourself down. You get your butt skis out to vote. Okay? Get it up there.
This is the OT.
This is the time when, you know, we've been beaten a few times and, you know, and you just can't give up. Victories often occur. And I can tell you this in my life. Victories often occur when you see no way to succeed, but refuse to give up anyway.
Is this a Jewish thing?
No, it's not a Jewish thing. It's a Dave Weinbaum thing. But yeah, it's a Jewish thing. You're darn right. You know, we keep coming back. Mm. You know, I mean, it's, the story of Jewish holidays you know, they enslaved us, they killed us, they beat us, and then we beat them.
Then you open to a delicatessen.
Let's eat. It's true. I mean, it's a true story. It's 3,300 years of Jewish history, one of the longest lasting religions ever. I think it might be the longest lasting religion.
Could be.
All right, longest lasting capital. Jerusalem.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. And we're
they
still
have
going.
Do McDonald's in Jerusalem?
They do, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're kosher. So you can't mix cheese and meat. You can't. I guess you can get them separately and get a cheeseburger that way, but,
maybe I'll have cheeseburgers over there?
No. No.
If I like that or not.
You eat lox and bagels or anyways. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this has been a fun show. I appreciate all the callers. Sorry about the phone screw ups again. Well, you know, it's a weekly thing. So, you have a great weekend and, I'll be back next week. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM. My name is Dave Weinbaum.